This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news, the headlines first. Government releases rupees 1 billion for temporary housing construction in quake-hit districts of Jajarkot and Rukum West. CPN Maoist Center office bearers meeting scheduled at 3 p.m. for today. And rescuers brave freezing temperature as China quake kills more than 100. Now the news in detail. The government has released rupees 1 billion for the construction of temporary housing for the affected ones from the Jajarkot earthquake happened on November 3. According to the Natural Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, of the total amount allocated from the Finance Ministry, rupees 930 million has been sent to the respective districts. Chief Executive Officer of the authority, Anil Pokhrel, said the Finance Ministry had released rupees 1 billion on Sunday. They sent rupees 930 million today. The amount was sent as per the government's priority for the quake-affected people. The cabinet meeting held on November 13 had decided to send rupees 10 billion and the Finance Ministry allocated rupees 1 billion as per the cabinet decision. Earlier, the authority had sent rupees 1.41 billion for the construction of temporary housing. As per the latest data, there are 60,337 beneficiaries. The office bearer meeting of the ruling CPN Maoist Center is convening at 3 p.m. today. Party Vice Chair and Spokesperson Agni Prasad Sapkota said the meeting will discuss the agenda for the forthcoming Central Committee meeting, the Statute Convention, among other topics. Similarly, discussion will also be held on the upcoming work plan of the party as well as on the party transformation campaign it conducted. In a bid to enhance the skills of its employees, Radio Nepal has kicked off a comprehensive 3-day capacity-building training program. The training, covering accounting, auditing, procurement and inventory management, aims to empower staff in the accounting, administration, storage and engineering branches. Secretary of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Krishna Bahadur Raut, inaugurated the event at the central office. Secretary Raut expressed optimism that the training would foster a conducive work environment yielding positive outcomes. Secretary Raut underscore the need for integrating recent technological advancements into daily operation for the progress. Emphasizing continual skill development, he urged employees to tackle challenges effectively. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, highlighted the training's goal to bolster the capacity of the workforce, expecting improved service delivery and problem-solving skills. Expert trainers including Chandrakant Bhandari, Rajkumar Moharzan, Dataram Sharma and Niroj Kesi will lead the session over the next 3 days. The training involves employees from Radio Nepal central and regional offices fostering a holistic approach to skill enhancement. The handicraft fair that ran from December 14 to 18 in the federal capital made transaction of rupees 20 million. Information to this was shared by the Nepal Handicrafts Federation. The fair was organized to promote international market of Nepali handicrafts. The fair had the participation of province, district handicrafts association and commodity association with various products including jewelry, cotton clothes, pashmina, leather products, natural fibers and bamboo items. On the occasion, Minister for Industry at Bagmati Province, Ram Krishna Chitrakar, viewed the hard work products have contributed well to national economy and on foreign currency as well. The Federation shared that Nepal is exporting handicraft to over 60 countries. Total market of the handicraft is worth rupees 24 billion, while nearly 1.1 million people are involved in the sector. Nepal is exporting handicraft of rupees 12 billion in a year. Construction of a road linking Katunje of Kabripalanchok district and Hetauda, the capital of Bagmati province, has been started. The road construction from Katunje of BP Highway to Hetauda via Kharpachok, Lakepani, Sungure, Budakhani, Foksingthar, Gokule, Tadunga has begun. Bagmati province government had guaranteed rupees 946 million in the last fiscal year for the road construction. According to Infrastructure Development Office, the construction of the road has begun with the allocation of rupees 70 million in the current fiscal year. Tender has already been announced for upgrading the 15 kilometers long road in the first phase. Nepal Peasants Federation has protested the Bagmati province government decision to discontinue subsidy to milk farmers. The federation has demanded the government to make sure a 5% interest subsidy on agricultural loans and to lift the restriction on refunding the subsidy amount to farmers from the Nepal Rashtra Bank. Federation District President Neil Kantha Rizal and his team met with Chief Minister Shalikram Jamkatel and presented a 5-point demand on behalf of milk farmers. Today in Assam, a Bolero Jeep met with an accident near Ward No. 6, Thanti Khand of Kamal Bazar Municipality Corporation. The incident occurred at Batan Thala, resulting in 12 after 14 occupants sustaining injuries. Constable Tilak Khadayat reported that three individuals are in serious condition. The injured have been promptly transported to the district hospital for necessary medical attention. The mishap was attributed to brake failure as the Jeep ascended from Humla Simikot village to Bazura, traversing Assam towards Surkhet. Authorities are investigating the circumstances surrounding the accident, emphasizing the need for vigilance on hilly terrain. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 118 people have been killed and more than 250 injured in the 6.2 magnitude quake that struck Rulang Hangzhou province in northwest China. Another 13 people have died in neighboring Qinghai, with 182 people also injured there. Rescuers are braving freezing weather with temperature below 13 degrees Celsius to search for survivors. Officials say that the sub-zero temperatures mean that the golden window to find survivors is shorter than usual. More than 5,000 houses have been damaged, as have roads as well as power and water supplies, all of which are hampering rescue efforts. The government has dispatched a team of rescue workers to assist local emergency crews. China's leader Xi Jinping has ordered full rescue efforts. Iceland. A volcano has erupted on Reykjanes Peninsula of southwest Iceland after weeks of intense earthquake activity. About 4,000 people were earlier evacuated from the fishing town of Grindavik, and the nearby Blue Lagoon geothermal spa was closed. The Icelandic Met Office said the eruption started north of the town at 10 p.m. local time. The region around the capital Reykjavik has been experiencing an increase in earthquake activity since late October. The Met Office said that the eruption was located about 4 km northeast of Grindavik and the seismic activity was moving towards the town. Images and videos posted on social media showed lava bursting from the volcano just an hour after an earthquake swarm or seismic events were detected. The eruption can be seen from Reykjavik, which is about 42 km northeast of Grindavik. One eyewitness there told the BBC that half of the sky in the direction of the town was lit up in red by the eruption, and smoke could be seen billowing into the air. Police have warned people to stay away from the area. Indian opposition leaders have accused Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government of attacking democracy after 78 members of parliament were suspended from parliament in one day. The members of parliament were protesting against last week's security breach in the parliament. Overall, 92 opposition lawmakers have been suspended from the two houses of parliament in the ongoing session. Most of them have been barred for the rest of the winter session, which ends on Friday. Around 24 of them may have to stay away for longer, depending on the decision of parliament's privileges committee. Monday's suspension are expected to worsen already frosty relation between the opposition and Mr. Modi's government. Most of the suspended members of parliament are part of the India Alliance, a coalition of opposition parties that hopes to take on Mr. Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party in the next year's general election. The alliance is set to meet later on Tuesday. Many opposition members of parliament had been demanding a statement in a parliament from either Federal Home Minister Amit Shah or Mr. Modi on the security breach. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province, and mainly fair in rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country. At present, there is partial influence of western wind in the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 5.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 18 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government releases rupees 1 billion for temporary housing construction in quake hit districts of Jajarkot and Rukum West. CPN Mawes Center Office Bearers meeting scheduled at 3 p.m. for today. And rescuers brief freezing temperatures as China quake kills more than 100. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.